Hello and welcome to Radio Prague's Mailbox, a show which gives you, the listeners and readers, a chance to voice your comments and ask questions regarding our programs and life in the Czech Republic in general. Earlier this month, Radio Prague reported on three newborns who were left at different baby boxes around the country within less than a week. The monitored facilities have already saved 53 unwanted children since being introduced in the Czech Republic several years ago. Recently, baby boxes came under criticism from the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, which says they violate several provisions of the UN Convention. Linda Marie Hauptmann from the United States responded to the story.
Why is the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child condemning the so-called baby boxes? How do these violate the rights of the children who have been placed in them? While it is true that the children would be with their birth parents and know their families and their heritage, wouldn't it be so much worse for them if poor, desperate, or even possibly mentally unstable parents abandon them where they could not be found in time to save their lives? The baby boxes might not be the best solution to the problem of a child that is unwanted for whatever reason, but at least it is better than the tragedy of finding a murdered child in the trash.
What do you think about the controversial issue? Please let us know at english@radio.cz or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. On a lighter topic, Jyoti Vosoba comments on an interview with food writer Petra Pospěchová.
I enjoyed Sara Borůvka's article on Petra Pospěchová. Many of us in the US, especially we of Czech descent, are interested in Czech food and Czech recipes.
And Siegfried Rambaum comments on the same story via Facebook.
A great report, one that actually made me want to read one of Petra Pospěchová's articles. With the help of online translation sites like Transtar, it is not too hard.
David Eldridge from the United Kingdom made this comment on a recent news report.
In your news item on Czech soldiers in Kosovo on the 30th of June 2011, I think your reference to Kosovo being a state is incorrect. It isn't a state, it is a NATO protectorate. It is true that NATO tries to present Kosovo as a state, but in reality it is ruled by imperialists of the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Italy and others, working through the organization NATO. NATO is determined to rule Kosovo, not only for its strategic location, but because it has rich reserves of lead, zinc, cadmium, silver and gold, as well as a significant oil reserve. NATO imperialists are not going to let themselves be outmaneuvered into losing control over those assets without a fight.
Radio Prague's recently introduced program, The Sunday Music Show, is becoming more and more popular, judging from the feedback we are getting. Siegfried Rambaum writes,
"Nice to have another feature about Xindel X. I first encountered his music in one sequel of Soundcheck."
Linda Marie Hauptmann responds to a different edition.
"Thank you for making the information on Mrs. Kubišová available, as well as playing clips of her music. She is a fantastic performer with a lovely voice. I hope you decide to broadcast more of her performances in the future."
Thank you very much for your comments, and please keep them coming. You can also take part in our monthly listeners' quiz, and if you send us the correct answer, you may win a Radio Prague prize. This month we are looking for the name of a Prague-born novelist who left the country at the age of 22 and moved to England in 1938. She later lived in India, France, Switzerland and other European countries and died in Italy in 2006, having published a number of novels and a travel book. Please send us her name to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, Czech Republic by the end of July. In the first August edition of Mailbox, we will announce the lucky winner. Thanks for listening today and take care.